Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. All right, where's Hunter? He might be in the... Hold on, I'm gonna page Hunter real quick on the phone. Hold on. Hunter to the WIRX studio, please. Hunter to the WIRX studio. We have to do a live show. I'm on live right now, and you are not in here. Hurry it up. Yeah, that was a full page, everybody. I had to page him. I tell you, good help is hard to find some days. I'll do a forecast while I'm waiting for him. Today, we're going to see some clouds. We got some rain, a few thunderstorms possible, high of 64. Tonight, cloudy, windy, colder, more rain, low of 38. Friday, it's getting colder. It's going to be coldy, rainy, crappy again, high of 42. Then Saturday, partly sunny, cooler, high of 34, which isn't ideal. But we're going to make the most of it because guess what, folks? We got the St. Paddy's Day pub parties starting Saturday. That's right. We're going to be over at Coach's Bar and Grill in Stevensville, 5 to 9 p.m. Come out and join us. We're going to be drinking green beer. We're going to be having delicious food and got your chance to register to win our pot of gold worth $107. Then on Sunday, March 17th, 4 to 8 p.m., we're going to be at the Sandbar and Grill in Stevensville as well. So, or in St. Joe, excuse me. So come out and join us for a great time. The St. Paddy's Day pub parties only with Rock 107 WIRX.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show, brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
I thought for sure Hunter would be back in here by now, but he's not. All right, what story should we do? What should we talk about? Maybe we should talk about Hunter not being in the studio right now. Come on, Hunter. Hello. Hey, there he is.
Here I am. I made it.
Did you hear my page?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I paged you.
Did you?
Yeah, I paged everyone.
Oh, sweet.
Live on air.
Sweet. I appreciate that one. What'd you say?
I said, Hunter, to the WIRX studio, please. Hunter, We're doing a live show.
Sorry, I was blowing off steam in the bathroom.
You can't do that at work.
No, I was angry for a little bit there.
Just yelling. Hada! We're doing WTF now.
Nice. Yeah, I got a WTF story.
What's that?
Somebody parked right in between both handicap spots right up front of the radio station. Literally right in between.
Yeah.
Not just regular spots, handicap spots.
Yeah, two of them right in front there.
Dude, you want to fire me up? That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's parking is...
What are you thinking?
It's an easy thing, and people just make...
Like you park, you see what you did, and you're like, meh. That's acceptable.
Good enough.
I'm going to walk away from my car and let people see that.
Now, does it bother you, too, even if the parking lot's not full?
Absolutely.
It bothers me, too. I don't care that there's all this open space. Park in the spot. Because you know what that tells me? Is that you're not confident enough in parking regularly, which means you're going to cause issues later on. You're either going to park too close to me, or even, like, with my new truck now, like, I'll park a little bit farther away, but I'm still in between the lines. It's not hard. Okay, we've made parking spaces big enough. And also, too, if you got a bigger vehicle that you can't park properly, you're over the line, you're crossover, get a smaller vehicle.
Absolutely.
I hate it when I see that, man. It's like, what are you doing?
You know, people, you're lucky that I'm not a psycho. Because the first thought that I have in my brain when I see that, I reach for my keys. I will key the hell out of this car. I don't do it because I'm not a psycho.
I've thought about...
But you know what? It should be a rule. If you park ridiculously, you should just expect your car to get keyed.
Yeah, yeah. There should be baseball bats in little containers in the parking lots.
Yeah.
Same thing with shopping carts. If I see you don't put your shopping cart back, I should be allowed to slam that cart into your car before you leave.
Or just a baseball bat to the side of the knee. You know,
maybe not that far.
It'll work. They won't do it again.
That's true. You get hit once in the knee with a baseball bat because you parked wrong.
Yeah.
Good God.
Kapow.
What'd you do this Saturday? I just walked around a parking lot with a baseball bat. Good God, man. Good God. That's a weird vigilante thing to do there.
Yeah.
That's a good WTF.
That's a great WTF.
Don't park like a jackass.
Yeah, you psychos. What are you doing?
You moron.